来讲话，好像方言一样下来，有许多人都明白神的话了。
This is the first time I experience all of you speaking in dialects, and some of you may understand other people's tone, but do you all understand praising God?
在使徒行传里面真的讲到神的国度来扩张。
In the book of Acts, it talks about the expansion of God's kingdom.
而是超过了语言的界限。
Beyond the barrier of languages.
在使徒行传我们看见圣灵大大的做工。
We see in the book of Acts the work, the great work of the Holy Spirit.
我们教会也经历前面有五十年的时间圣灵在我们的中间做工。
And our church also experienced 50 years of the work of the Spirit in our church.
在一年的起头，我们也希望能够回顾以往，策立未来。
And in the beginning of the year, we want to take a look at the past year and look forward to the future.
我们是华盛顿地区第一间讲国语的教会。
This is the very first Mandarin-speaking Chinese church in Washington, D.C. area.
然后我们有了英文的聚会。
And then we have English worship later.
历代我们有许多的传道人和教会的领袖、长老、执事、众圣徒、忠心的一同侍奉。
There have been many generations of pastors, elders, and deacons serving faithfully together here.
也许你们不知道，我有时候到别的不同的教会去，他们几乎每一个教会都会跟我说我们都是曾经在这里聚会的。
And you may not know that, but when I travel through many churches, there will be members that told me that once they were here before worshiping God.
因为当时只有一间中国教会是最具规模的。
Because there was only this is the one that is most well equipped Chinese church in this area at that time.
许多的人都蒙受了福音。
Many of them received the blessing of the gospel.
他们蒙恩得救了以后被主差遣到各地去继续忠心的侍奉。
After they were saved, God called him to different places to serve him and live there.
甚至有其中一些被主重用的。
And many of them were greatly used by the Lord.
我们今天也求主继续让我们教会广传福音。
And today we ask to God that we would continue to spread the gospel.
但愿未来教会站在前人努力的根基上继续扩展神的国度。
And may this church, through the effort of every one of you, expand the kingdom.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
Our Father, we thank and praise you for who you are, for what you have done among us. And we ask you today,just allowed us to be touched by your word, the word in the word of apostle in recorded in Acts. Our Father, we ask you to give us a listening ear and also to have a heart to obey you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. 当我们今天站在这里很愿意的看见神的福音继续成长的时候我愿意跟大家来分享一段经文，就是在以赛亚书五十四章第二节到第三节。
And as we look towards the expansion of the kingdom, I will share with you one verse in the book of Isaiah 54 verses 2 and 3.
这边讲到要扩张你的帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要静止，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子，因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。
And listen to the word of God through Isaiah. It says, enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your habitations. Do not spare, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your stakesFor you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited.
张大我们的幔子，这是一个神在对以赛亚、对以色列人的一个应许。
Expand your tent. This is the promise God gave to the people of Israel through Isaiah.
他说不要禁止，就是没有任何可以禁止这件事情的。
Do not stop that. Nothing is going to stop it.
在使徒行传里面我们看见神自己的道没有人能够禁止。
and in the book of Acts, you see the word of God, nobody can stop it.
他从耶路撒冷开始，在犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，把福音传出去。
From Jerusalem to the city of places of Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth.
不但犹太人信主了，外邦人也信主了。
Not only the Jews, but Gentiles also believe.
不但这些熟悉律法的人信主了，那些完全不懂得神旧约话语的也信主了。
Not only those that belong to the law, but those that trust through the faith also believe.
今天我们所有的人都是从那一个时候，那个福音传出去为我们的根基，我们今天蒙受到这样的福分。
Today we receive these blessings because of those people that were willing to spread the gospel.
今年年初的时候，我们也要借这个机会，因着教会要按立今年的执事，我们为他们而感谢。This
morning, when we want to install the new deacons, we give thanks for God to God for them.
我们要感谢神，因为神祝福我们的教会。We
want to thank God because He has blessed our church.
我们要感谢这些执事的家庭，因为他们支持，让他们能够执事出来。We
would like to thank the family of those deacons because they are willing to support them to serve in this church.
我们也要感谢这些执事愿意不辞劳苦的继续不断的服侍教会。We
would like to thank the deacons because they are willing to put out all the efforts to serve God here.
如果没有他们的辛劳，如果没有他们生命的榜样，教会不能够增长。Without
the labor, without the life examples, the church cannot grow.
执事是神的仆人。Deacons
are servants of God.
他是来服侍众人的。They
come to serve everyone.
这是在《使徒行传》里面，我们看见历代圣徒他们服侍的蓝图就记载在《使徒行传》。And
we can see the blueprint of service in the book of Acts.
在《使徒行传》第六章讲到执事的产生，那是因着教会的需要，使徒就受圣灵。 接受了这样的职分。And
Acts 6 talk about how the deacons were created because there's a certain need and they feel that need.
使徒来设立执事。The
apostles appointed the deacons.
是让他们来负责一些供应饭食的事。And
they want them to help serve the meals at that time.
但是他们的侍奉远远超过侍奉这些饭食桌子。But
their service expanded far beyond just serving the meals.
使徒是他们中间一位大有能力的执事，圣灵充满，蛮有能力。And
Stephen was one of them, filled with the Holy Spirit, have a great power.
在整本的圣经中间讲以色列过去的历史，没有人讲的像使徒这样清楚的被记载下来。No
one recounted the history of the Jews as a Stephen had recounted.
他们中间有腓力，腓力他是在圣经中间唯一被称为传福音的人，就是腓力。And
Philip was one of them. That's the only evangelist that was called by in the Bible was Philip.
他是执事中间的一个，是七位执事中间的一位。He
was one of the seven deacons in Acts 6.
他们都是有好的名声，而且被圣灵充满，智慧充足的人。They
have great reputation, filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with wisdom.
他们并不是在属事的事上做事精明而已。
They are not being able in secular work.
他们是良善殷勤顺服。
They are kind, they are willing to be and humble.
他们是蛮有智慧的，神的忠心管家。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with wisdom, and stewards of the household of God.
因为这些执事的设立，所以耶路撒冷的教会门徒增加很快。
Because of the establishment of the deacons, the number of the believers in Jerusalem expanded very rapidly.
耶路撒冷的教会一天看见3000人受洗归在。
In one day, they saw 3,000 people being baptized into the Lord.
当他们归向主，他们归在主的名下以后，神也让他们继续向外传福音。
And after they become in the family, God allowed them to continue to expand the church.
是要借着他们的见证，把福音传到地极。
Through the testimonies to spread the gospel all the way to the ends of the world.
这是神永远不变的一个永恒的旨意，就是要万人得救。
This is eternal, unchanging will of God that all people should be saved.
神没有用天使来传讲。God
did not use the angels.
神甚至不是用主要用使徒来传讲。
God did not only use the apostles.
因为当史提凡受害殉道以后，他们教会受到大的逼迫，使徒仍然留在耶路撒冷。
Because at that time when Stephen was martyred, there was big persecution in the church, but the apostles decided to stay in the city of Jerusalem.
因为他们要巩固神的根基。
They have to establish the foundation of the church.
但是其他的他们这些其他的门徒们就分散到各地传福音。
But the other disciples were scattered and they preached the gospel wherever they went.
在执事中间有一位叫腓力的，他就传福音就传到各地。
And one of them is called Philip. He spread the gospel through many different places.
他在犹太全地撒玛利亚那里传了很多的福音，因此撒玛利亚人蒙恩得救，有了大的欢喜。
Because he preached the gospel in Judea and in Samaria, many people in the city.In the Samaria area, believe in the Lord, they were filled with joy.
如果是我们，我们就很高兴了，因为我们教会叫做大华府地区的这个基督教的中国教会。
Us will be very happy because our name of our church is Greater Washington D.C. area.
但是我们的使命是远远超过这个大华府地区。
But the mission of our church is far beyond just Greater Washington area.
神要把我们分散到各个不同的地方做长期短期的宣教。
God wants to send us to different places for long-term, short-term missions work.
也许你说什么地方最远，我们想到说南非很远。
Where's the farthest place from here? South Africa would be one example.
我们今年我们何长老他会到南非去 ，Anita 还有。George 跟 Patricia 他们如果还在考虑要不要去的话，今天我已经宣布了，所以他们也得要去了。
And I know for sure that Mark and Anita will be going, and I'm going to say that George Chang and Patricia will also be going, whether they like it or not.
他们如果不要去的话，神也许对他们说，刘季季比你们年纪长了，在那边服侍了八年，现在如果他回来的话，你们还要去那边服侍八年。
If not, if they don't want to go now, you know, Brother Liu Qi and his wife has been there for 8 years. God is going to bring somebody else, maybe like them, to go there for 8 years.
我看这个吴明正弟兄 Daniel Wu 有一点担心的样子。
I know Daniel Wu is a little bit worried on his.
因为刘季看到他就是说，这是我的弟弟啊，干弟弟，因为长得一样。
And Liu Qi, every time when he saw Daniel, he said, oh, this is my younger brother. We look exactly alike.
Oh, 感谢神，神要我们到传福音到很多的地方。
Praise to God, because God wants us to take the gospel to many different places.
那使徒行传第十一章第二十一节那边开始说，他们福音要继续传的时候，传到一个地方叫做安提阿。
And Acts chapter 11 verse 21 says,The gospel was preached at the city of Antioch.
他去到这个安提阿这个地方是很特别的地方。
That's a very unique place.
许多的人信主。
Many people believe.
我们看见是谁去向安提阿这些地方的人传福音呢？
And who preached the gospel to the city of Antioch?
就是像你跟我这样的人。
It's just like common people like you and I.
我们在这里，我跟大家讲四件事情，让我们能够去传福音。
Let me give you four items here.
第一个就是你传福音的对象不是由你来选的。
And the subject of your gospel presentation is not your own choice.
以前门徒都是传给这个希伯来人讲亚兰文的这些人。
And in the past, the disciples, in the beginning, the disciples only preached to those who spoke.Hebrew or Aramaic.
但是他们现在知道要向不同文化的人去传福音。
But then later on, they know that they should preach the gospel cross-culturally.
他们要向讲希腊话、希尼尼话的这些人传福音，这是跨文化的事工。
And they are going to preach the gospel to those that spoke Greek.
我们都以为我们就跟讲我们样话的人传福音就好了，但是神的计划并不是如此。
And we thought we only speak to, preach to those that speak Chinese, but that's not God's plan.
在多年前，有许多的宣教士，他们学会了中文，到中国去传福音。
In the past, there were many missionaries that mother tongue was not Chinese, But then they learn Chinese in order to preach the gospel to China.
这是在华人拆船，他们有我们教会有七位去参加，他们回来说他们看见好多好多的白种人，他们讲中文讲的非常的好，也会读中文，他们在中国传福音。
And missions of seven, we just concluded there are seven people from our church that went, and they came back and said there were a lot of Caucasians that spoke almost perfect Chinese.
郭正平 Alan 告诉我说，他说他们在那里讲的时候，他说我们爱中国，我们也爱中国人。And
they would tell Brother Alan Kaw, who happened to go there, says, "We love China. We also love Chinese."
他说整个的聚会中间许多的眼泪。There
were a lot of tears shed in that mission 07.
Alfonso, Margaret 他们也去了。Yeah.
Brother Alfonso and Margaret also went.
Esther Ma.
Esther Ma too.
还有 Michael。
Michael
也去了。我们知道神还安排了其他的弟兄姐妹在那里。
And I know that God has also sent other brothers and sisters there.
所以神要我们继续传福音。
Therefore God wants us to continue to preach the gospel.
他说传福音，第二个我们要传的福音是要有一个中心的焦点。
And there should be a focus in our mission's work.
他们传福音不是传犹太人的律法，不是传他们的习俗。
And they are not preaching the tradition or culture of the Jews.
在使徒行传11章第20节那里，他们传耶稣基督。
And Acts 11:20 says they preach Jesus Christ.
我们不是来传世俗之道，我们来传耶稣基督的生命之道。
We are going to preach the life and work of Jesus Christ.
叫人悔改归向神。
So that people will repent and be return to God.
所以他们的对象是像跨文化的。
Therefore, the focus is cross-cultural.
他们的内容是有焦点的。
The content has a focus.
他们的地点呢，他们是在人群中间。
And where do they preach? They preach among the people.
他们不是等人来到耶路撒冷问他们说我们如何信福音。
They are not going to just sit in Jerusalem and wait for people to come and ask about the gospel.
他们到人群的中间去传福音。
They went among the people.
他们不是看守鱼缸的人。
They are not watching a fish tank.
他们乃是出去把福音传出去，得人如得鱼的渔夫。
They are like going out to catch the fish.
你愿意穿上福音的鞋吗？
Are you willing to put on the shoes of the gospel?
愿主帮助你能够得人如得鱼。
May God help you so you become fishers of men.
所以不但我们要注重那个地点，我们还需要，最后我们也需要神的同在。
And we need the presence of the Lord.
他们不是靠着他们的热心来传福音的。
They are not preaching the gospel because they are eager or fervent.
他们是被迫害的时候，他们以他们的生命来显出他们是福音的使者。
They demonstrate that they are the messengers of the gospels in the middle of persecutions.
所以神与他们同在。
Therefore, God's presence was with them.
相信他们受到神的差遣。
And when they were sent by the Lord,
他们要克服很多的难处。
They had to overcome a lot of barriers.
他们放下舒适的生活。
They put down the secular work.
他们习惯的环境。
The environment that they were accustomed to.
而且他们的儿女。
And maybe their families, children.
他们祷告。
They prayed.
他们愿意劳苦。
They were willing to toil.
他们要付代价。
They were willing to pay the price.
你我愿意如此做吗？
Are you willing to do that?
如此神国才会扩充。
Only then the kingdom of God can expand.
否则我们就永远停在这里。
Else we'll just be like always sit here.
今天早上吃饭的时候。 有人问我说孩子呢？
And this morning, someone in the breakfast, someone asked me, where are your children?
我说孩子大部分都走了。And
most of them are gone.
张建天宏他们就跟我说，他指着他的那个小儿子说，我们希望我的小儿子就永远这么大就好了，不要再长大。And
one of the parents said, I wish my child would be just this big forever. And will not leave us in the future.
你们有孩子这么大的，要珍惜他们在家里面的时候。
treasure your children when they were young.
等他们走的时候, 你心里面真的很挂念他们, 但是, 他们必须往外去, 扩展。
When they leave, you feel heartbroken, but yet they have to leave.
扩展神的国度也是一样。
Expanding the kingdom of God is likewise.
我们看见, 在这么多的人信主了以后, 耶路撒冷有什么行动呢?
After all these people believe in the Lord, what did the church at Jerusalem do?
第二,我们就看见耶路撒冷的这些使徒们, 他们的心就想到这些儿女在外面结出的果子。
And the apostles in the city of Jerusalem thought about the children out there somewhere.
他们就到安提阿这个地方去, 他们准备要打发一个人去。
They wanted to send somebody to the city of Antioch.
谁能够去做这一个工作呢?
Who can do such a piece, this kind of work?
因为这个人要很会安慰人的。
This person needs to be able to comfort other people.
这个人也要懂得这个, 整个旧约的道理。
And this person also should be well versed in the Old Testament.
这个人也, 需要, 这个碰到一些的情形, 能够把教会建立在话语的根基上。
And then this person should be able to establish the church upon different languages.
这个人更重要的, 他要能够继续拓展神的国度。
And beyond that, this person should be able to continue to expand the kingdom.
神的工作是有策略的, 有智慧的, 有能力的。
And the work of God has to be a strategic, there's a plan, there's power.
所以神拣选了一个人, 这个人叫做巴拿巴。
And God selected a person, Barnabas.
这个人有10个特点。
This person has 10 very important characteristics.
就在我们刚才读的那些经文里面, 我想有些人说, 哦, 我已经读到12个, 你怎么只有10个?
And someone will say, I read 12, how come you only got 10?
这就是神国的扩展。
And this is the expansion of the kingdom of God.
你们越读神的话, 你就越受神的启示, 越受神他圣灵的恩膏, 你就会越明白神的心意。
Because the more you read the word of God, the more you can understand the heart of God.
第一个, 这个, 巴拿巴他是随时等候在那里的人。
And Barnabas is one person that is always ready to go.
因为他要去这个安提阿是很远的地方。
Because from Jerusalem to the city of Antioch, pretty far away, you know, by that standard of that time.
不是一两个礼拜可以来回的。
And you don't just go there in a week, within a week.
他愿意走这一段路。
He was willing to walk that path.
而且他不只是去 到这个叙利亚的安提阿, 他还要经过周围, 从耶路撒冷一直往北边走的这些城市。
And not only he did not make a beeline towards Antioch, he traveled throughout the cities in between.
所以他是一个随时待命的人。
So he was always ready to go.
第二, 他是一个熟悉这个道路的人。
And the second one, he knows how to get there.
他的家是在居比路, 他是一个利未人。
He is a Levite, living in Cyrene.
所以他对这一段的路很熟, 因为安提阿就在这一段路的西北, 耶路撒冷在这一段路的,
这个西东南。 So he was very familiar with the cities all between Antioch and Jerusalem.
所以在, 在东南跟东北之间, 他经常了解这条路。
So those paths were very familiar to him.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们对整个的全球, 宣教的这个动向, 这个地理的环境有相当的熟悉。
So we understand the geography of the missions.
第三个,
Number three,
他有属灵的透视。
He has the spiritual perspective.
因为他到那里以后, 他要能够分辨这是不是圣灵的工作。
Because after he got there, he should be able to tell whether this is truly the work of the Holy Spirit.
他不是像我们现在马上打一个 email 或者是, 马上就打一个电话, cell phone, 去问说这个情形是什么, 他那个时候是没有办法通讯的。
Because he cannot get a lifeline to call through the cell phone and say, is this really the work of the Holy Spirit?
所以他要随时预备好。
So he has to be ready at any time.
这是需要操练。
So he needs training.
而且他这个人是满心欢喜。
This person is filled with joy.
他的喜乐是在乎看见别人蒙恩, 神的恩惠在别人的身上显明他就喜乐。
He was joyful because he saw how God has worked in other people.
我不晓得你我的喜乐是什么。
I don't know what makes you happy.
你最大的喜乐是什么？
The greatest thing that can bring you joy is what?
圣经上面说, 有智慧的必能得人。
And the Bible says, if you have wisdom, you would be able to get men.
让所有的人听见福音而信主是你最大的喜乐。
And the greatest joy would be if you preach the gospel and see other people believe in the Lord.
第五点, Number
five, Barnabas was one that's comforter.
因为他的名字就是劝慰子，就是安慰人、关心人、教导人。
Because Barnabas, the word Barnabas means that you're a person that knows how to comfort other people.
第六点, 他是一个心智非常坚定的人。
Number six, he is a person of very strong faith, firm opinion.
因为他一旦跟随主的时候，他把他的田产都卖掉，他义无反顾，永不回头，回头破釜沉舟，继续不断往前。
Because once he believed in the Lord, he was willing to sell all his possessions. And there's no turning back for him of following the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们受洗的时候，我们说我们永不回头，永不回头。
And when we're baptized, we'll tell the Lord, we'll never look back.
第七样, 巴拿巴是一个好人。
Number seven, Barnabas is a good man.
圣经上面没有讲很多的人是好人，甚至没有讲别的地方讲任何人是好人，就只有圣灵在这个地方讲巴拿巴是一个好人，是一个良善的人。
There are no other places the Bible says such as a good man, except the Holy Spirit says in this place about Barnabas that he was a good man.
他的心里面对任何的人没有任何的怀恨，没有任何的恶毒，没有任何的攻击，没有任何的不平。
There's no hatred and jealousy in his heart.
第八, 他还要被圣灵充满。
Number eight, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
怎么被圣灵充满? 你不倒空自己, 不可能被圣灵充满。
How can you be filled with the Holy Spirit? If you do not empty yourself totally, you cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就好像你去餐馆要吃东西，人家请了很好吃的东西，但是你已经饱了，就吃不下了，就不能再继续吃了。
For example, you were invited to a great restaurant, but you already ate, then you cannot put anything more into it.
我们必须倒出来，倒空我们自己，让圣灵来掌权，住在我们的里面，在我们里面发动他的能力。
We must empty ourselves, the Holy Spirit will work in us.
巴拿巴, 第九点, 他是一个大有信心的人。
Barnabas was also a man of great faith.
他要讨神的喜悦, 他知道必须有信心。
In order to please God, you must have faith.
所以我们不但信神, 也信神是赏赐我们的。
Not only we trust in God, but we also trust in God that would reward us.
第十点, 巴拿巴是一个能够领人归主的人。
Number 10, Barnabas is one person that can lead other people to Christ.
在11章24节里面这边就讲到许多的人就归服了主。
In chapter 11, verse 24, it says, many people are turned to the Lord.
所以就被巴拿巴的侍奉建立了在安提阿的教会。
So the work of Barnabas established the church at Antioch.
然后我们再看最后,神的工作还不停止在这里。
But the work of the Lord did not end here.
虽然很多的门徒带领人信主，巴拿巴兼顾人、安慰人、造就人。
Even though there were many believed, and Barnabas was there to establish the comfort and build up people.
但是神要做更大的一件事情，他必须要借着一位对神的话语有更深刻认识的人，他能够来教导栽培人。
But God needs one more step. He needs to find someone that is even better established in the word of God to teach other people.
这个人如果不是巴拿巴把他介绍出来，把他引出来，这个人不能够影响今天整个的基督教。
Without the work of Barnabas, this a second person would never be able to influence the church the way it is now.
新约中间最有影响力的使徒保罗就是因着巴拿巴的侍奉带出来的。
And the most important person in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, was introduced to the church through Barnabas.
巴拿巴是保罗的好朋友，也是他的老师。
And Barnabas was Paul's good friend, was also his teacher.
他看见神在保罗身上的托付，他愿意与神合作，引出一位神可以重用的仆人。
Barnabas could see what the Lord has entrusted in Paul. Therefore, he was willing to work with the Lord to bring out Paul.
我简单地用七件事情来跟大家讲一下如何引出这个保罗。
Very quickly, there are seven things you need to look at.
第一件事情，巴拿巴是一个采取主动的人，他是主动的接待。
Barnabas took the initiative. He went out of his way to find Paul.
保罗蒙恩了以后，他在大马色没有人要跟他一起侍奉，他到耶路撒冷，所有的人都怕他，不要跟他一起侍奉。
After Paul was converted, he was in Damascus and nobody wanted to work with him. And then he went to Jerusalem. Everybody was afraid of him.
保罗非常的聪明，也非常的有能力，但是他不知道怎么样跟人相处。
Paul was wise and was powerful, but he did not know how to get along with other people.
在众人都误解巴拿巴害怕扫罗的时候，巴拿巴做了一件事情，就是他接待保罗。
And while everybody misunderstood it and mistrusted Paul, Barnabas did one thing, and he welcomed Paul.
所以他主动的来做这件事情，在《使徒行传》九章二十七节。
And it's in Acts chapter 9.
他把保罗当时还叫扫罗带到什么地方？他去第二件事情，他引荐他们去见使徒。
And then Barnabas also took Paul to see the apostles.
因为使徒接纳巴拿巴，但是他们拒绝这个保罗。
Because in the past the apostle was accept Barnabas, but they rejected Paul.
但是巴拿巴把保罗带到使徒的面前，让他们为保罗日后服侍铺路，为他作保，为他做见证。
And but Barnabas laid the groundwork for the future work of Paul, and he gave testimonies about Paul.
然而后来大家还是不能接受保罗，所以又把他送回大树。
But then later on, people still have trouble with Paul, so they send him back to Tarsus.
只有一个人愿意再去邀请他，这个人就是巴拿巴。所以第三件事情就是再度的邀请。
And then
the, 保罗。
So Barnabas went and invited Paul again.
他非常诚恳的探望早已被人弃绝、被人遗忘的保罗，把他邀请出来做同工。
He sincerely invited Paul, one that everybody rejected, to become his co-workers.
然后第四件事情，他就栽培他，造就他。
Number four, Barnabas established and cultivated Paul.
他没有把保罗带到安提阿说，你太厉害了，我跟你没办法相处，你交给别人。他跟他一年的时间，跟他在一起聚集，然后让保罗的恩赐逐渐的显明出来。
And so he took Paul with him to Antioch for a whole year. They worked together so that other people could also appreciate what Paul could do.
然后在《使徒行传》十一章里面，他第二度的再引荐保罗，把他带回耶路撒冷，跟这些使徒在一起见面。
And then a second time he took Paul with him to Jerusalem so that apostles could meet with him again.
他如此做是带着各样的奉献。是在外邦这边的奉献，是在安提阿这边的奉献，来供应在犹太地区居住的犹太人的需要。
And that time they were bringing also the offerings from the Antioch and other places to Jerusalem to support the need of the apostles at Jerusalem.
所以第六，他还做了一件重要的事情，他带他一同出去宣教。
And number six, the most other important thing is that Barnabas took Saul.Paul out to on a mission trip.
这不是一件简单的事情，因为巴拿巴还有其他的同工，他带他的表弟同行。
Not only this is not simple because Barnabas had other co-workers like his nephew.
这个表弟就是马可，就是写马可福音的这个年轻人。
And there was a young man named John Mark, the one that wrote the Gospel of Mark.
他把他的表弟马可放在保罗之下。
So he put his nephew under Paul.
如此的侍奉不是一般的人可以看见。
This kind of a service is not someone that other people can see.
然后我要成全保罗的指示。
And then he fulfilled the mission of Paul.
你从 使徒行传十三章第六节一直这十三章十六节那边开始看见巴拿巴自己很会教导，但是他出去的时候他让保罗在带头。
And from Acts 13:16 you find out even though Barnabas supposed to be the elderly person, but he allowed Paul's name to be listed first on the missions team.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这里我们学到什么样的功课呢？
So what kind of lessons could we learn from here?
巴拿巴本身的工作有一定的果效。
And Barnabas' work has a definite fruit.
但是永远不能及到保罗日后对基督教深远巨大的影响。
But he could never have done what Paul was able to do to influence the church.
今天在我们的中间，在你的家庭里面，在你的儿女里面，在你的朋友里面，是不是有一些的人是日后的保罗？
And among us, in your family, in your children, would there be someone like the future Paul?
你愿意成全他们？
Are you willing to fulfill that mission for them?
这十一位执事，他们中间有一些将要被神重用。
And the 11 deacons we have, some of them may be greatly used by God in the future.
我们要为他祷告。
We should pray for them.
他们也需要同工。
They need co-workers.
也许你就是那个扫罗。
Maybe you are the Paul that Barnabas was looking for.
有一天你会变成保罗，被神重用。
One day you'll be used just like Paul was used.
让我们都谦卑来到神的面前。
Let's all humble ourselves to come before the Lord.
让我们一同低头祷
告。Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，求你继续不断在我们中间做工，让福音能够广传。
Lord, I ask that you would continue to work among us so the gospel could be expanded.
今天神国度扩张的机会已经临到了我们这个世代。
And today is the daylight and the opportunity of spreading the gospel is here.
我们人人都应当努力传福音、安慰人、建立教会的根基。
We should all labor to preach the gospel, to comfort other people and establish the foundation of the church.
愿主你开我们属天的眼睛。
May the Lord open our spiritual eyes.
发掘我们中间未来的同工。
Discover our future co-workers.
接纳他们。
Accept them.
让他们为神国的扩充做更大的事。
May use them to expand the kingdom in the future.
奉耶稣基督的名祷。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's prepare our hearts by singing hymn 122. 我们一起来唱奇妙十架122首，来准备我们的心来领受圣餐。第一、第二、第四。One, two, and four. When all